This is the program,
Faith Matters.
In this program, we'll discuss
blindness and other issues as they relate to God.
And we'll also take a look at many other life issues as well. Being blind ourselves,
we know
faith matters.
Hello, everyone. I'm Mr. Milquetoast, and I think, across from me at the table is Miss Hotcakes. Say hi, would you, kind of, please, or sort of?
No!
Excuse me. Hi, audience. I'm here to welcome you,
shut up! We're here to welcome them to Faith Matters!
Okay, I'm sorry.
So, what are we talking about today?
Whatever you would like to.
I want to talk about me!
Oh, okay.
And after that, you can go fix the toilet.
Oh.
And then you're going to go get my lunch.
Your lunch?
I want Subway for lunch, like I always have for
lunch. Subway, okay. I'll be happy
and
to do
this
that.
Time, make sure that they don't put hot peppers on my sandwich.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I will work hard at making sure that doesn't happen again. I'm sorry.
You should be.
I was wondering if you wouldn't mind me asking, if it'd be okay if never mind.
Are you gonna ask or not?
I was wondering if you could tell the people what the, show is about today.
Isn't it obvious?
It might be to some, but I don't know, Miss Hotcakes, is it?
The topic for today is passive, that's you.
Oh, okay.
And aggressive!
Who's that?
That's me.
Oh, okay, that's you, Miss Hotcakes.
That's right.
Yes.
Don't forget that.
I will try not to. So what does this have to do with blind people?
Because I think that blind people are often either way too passive, like you. You never can ask a question without saying, "If you don't mind, please." And then there's me.
Well, I don't want to offend anybody, and you know, I am a blind person, and I just hate to impose upon other people. So I just want to sort of, you know,
And I want what I want. I'm a blind person. The world owes me everything. I mean, after all, I'm helpless. I can't do it myself. I cannot cross the street on my own. I can't go shopping. So, look, you owe it to me to go do this for me. Is that understood?
Well, it is true that we can't always do everything for ourselves, and we usually sort of need people's help. But
and if they don't give me the help, you know what I'll do?
What?
I'll throw the ADA at them, the Americans with Disabilities Act.
Well, you could do that, but I think some people would be offended by that and they wouldn't help at all, and then what good is it anyway?
Well, they do it because if they don't, I'll just get mad and I'll do it and I'll throw the ADA. They owe me that.
Well, it's not in my nature to say, but I'm not sure. Well, I'd like to think anyway that they don't owe you anything.
They owe me everything.
What makes you say that?
Because I'm a blind person. That's why I can't see to do it myself, and they can.
Yeah?
Well, what about you? Oh, I'm so helpless. I don't want to impose because I'm afraid that they'll get mad at me if I do.
Well, I don't like it when people are angry at me, and I just can't handle rejection. So I just don't want to set myself up to be rejected by people because it hurts so bad.
Boy, I'm sure not going to be rejected. I'm just going to stomp through the world, and I'm going to get what I want.
God and his righteousness.
One of my favorite Bible stories is from Mark chapter 10. Jesus and his disciples were walking up to Jericho, as actually he was going up to Jerusalem to be crucified. Mm-hmm. And a man named Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, was along this roadside, and he heard the crowd, and he asked, "Who is this?" And they said, "Jesus of Nazareth."
So this man was blind then?
He was blind. That's right. Bartimaeus was blind. And when he heard that it was Jesus, he said, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And the crowd said, "Shh." And Bartimaeus cried all the louder, "Son of David, have mercy on me. Shh. Son of David, have mercy on me." And finally, he spoke so loud that Jesus stopped and said, "Call him. Have him come to me." And you know what the crowd said? They went to Bartimaeus and said, "Cheer up, the master's calling for you." And Bartimaeus got up and threw his cloak, which would be like a jacket, off himself and went to Jesus, obviously led by the crowd. And Jesus said, "What do you want me to do for you?" And Bartimaeus said,
I want to see.
I want to see. Jesus said an interesting phrase then, and in the original Greek, it reads, "Your faith has saved you," which I think is the more correct way. Some translations say "healed you," and they try to connect it because the next verse says then, "And he immediately received his sight and followed Jesus." Jesus was pointing out, though, that this man had faith. His faith saved him, and then Jesus gave him his sight. And Bartimaeus, in this story, had to speak loud to be heard. And that's sometimes what we as blind people have to do because we don't know what's going on or are in the rush of the crowd and people say, "Shh, not now, it's inconvenient and it's not appropriate. And the social mores say, "Wait your turn." And we don't know when our turn is. And so we just speak up louder and louder and louder until we're finally almost so obnoxious that they have to deal with us.
Like the other story of the widow and the judge, the widow that kept coming to the judge and saying, I want justice. They finally do it for us just so that we'll leave them alone.
Right.
Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord.
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 And He will lift you up.
Higher and higher.
And He will lift you up. Humble yourself.
Well, I'm really glad to have you here today, and just would like to ask a few other questions. Tell me first, why don't you tell me a little about yourself?
Well, I went to high school here in St. Louis, and then I went to college, and I got my degree, and now here I am. I'm looking for a job.
Okay. How are you as a student in school?
Well, I made pretty good grades, I guess. I had trouble studying just like everybody else did, but I made okay grades.
Oh, well, I'm curious, what do you mean by trouble studying?
Oh, well, I didn't always study every day like I was supposed to. Math was kind of hard for me, things like that.
Well, that shouldn't be a problem with the job that you're looking here for as the receptionist. By the way, what was your GPA?
I don't want to brag or anything like that, but it was a 4.0.
4.0?
Yeah.
I think there you can brag a little bit. That's pretty darn good to have a 4.0.
It wasn't that good. There were lots of people that were better than me, you know. I tried, but, you know, I wasn't all that great.
It doesn't sound like that. Well, let's see. This position, you'd be doing some typing. Can you type?
Oh, sure. I can type okay. I type pretty well. I make some mistakes, of course, but I can type okay.
Do you use a computer?
Yes.
Because that's usually what we work with, a computer.
Yeah, I know some stuff about computers. I guess I
Have
do
Have you about... worked with MS Word?
Some, yeah. Yeah, I did. Okay. I know. I guess I can stumble through it okay.
Do you know how to do spell check on it?
Oh, well, I think so. I do it quite a bit in my own documents that I check. I'm not perfect on it, but yeah, I use the spell check.
Sounds like you're pretty knowledgeable about that. You know how to format a page?
Oh, well, not being able to see, you know, it's kind of difficult, but Microsoft Word has some helps and stuff that I use, so yeah, I get by with that.
Do you know how to cut and paste other files into files? Because a lot of times that's what it requires.
Most of the time. I mean, I sometimes misselect a line, and I sometimes kind of, you know, mess up, but there's always...
Do you know how to fix
that? Yeah, there's always the undo command. Thank goodness
okay.
for that.
All right. How about telephones?
Well, I sure enjoy talking on the phone.
Okay. What if the phone rings and you put someone on hold and then another phone call comes in and you have to put them on hold while you're waiting to connect somebody and then the phone rings again? 3-4 people coming in like that and processing them through line 1, 2, 3. Can you handle that?
Well, I sometimes get mixed up as to which line button is which, but I guess we could work out a system for that. Sure.
Sounds like you can do a fine job, and I think you need to give yourself a little bit more credit than what you're saying here.
Don't know. I'm just really not that good.
The resume that you wrote here indicates some real good skills of what you've done in the past, and the only other thing I can think of is we sometimes also have some filing. Do you have any way to deal with filing? I know that you're blind, but I don't know if that's necessarily a problem.
Well, I mean, I guess I'd have to learn your system, but you've probably got a really difficult filing system, but I'm sure that somehow I could work it out. I mean, you know, I'd sure like to try. I mean, there's always a way, and I'm sure that we could find one some way, but I'll understand, you know, if you really don't feel like you can use me because of that.
Well, I've interviewed 3 other people, and though your resume looks very good and everything, I think I can tell you right now that I won't be giving you a call back. I think we'll be going with somebody else, but I'm sure glad you stopped in.
All right. Thank you. Gee, I guess I really didn't deserve the job anyway. I mean, my skills just really must not be all that great. I wonder what's wrong with my interview technique. Maybe that was part of the problem.
Thank you.
Hello, you have reached All Nations Christian Blind Outreach of St. Louis. Please leave me a message, and I'll get back with you as soon as I can.
Hi, Cecilia. This is Dave. I have a major problem here. I really need your help. I need to have Braille up a whole page so that I have directions to this place because I won't know how to get there on this bus route. So please call me back as quickly as you can so we can figure out how to do this so I can do it. Thanks!
Oh, I love these emergencies. Ah, well, I guess I'll just call him back.
Hello?
Hi, Dave. This is Cecilia with All Nations.
Oh, I'm so glad you called back. So I need this document brailled, and if I don't get it, I'm just not going to be able to get there at all. And you're the only one I thought of, but I knew you that you could help me because you've always helped me in the past. And how do you think we can do it? Should I email that to you right away? And when could you get it back to me, huh?
Well, I don't know. I've got quite a few projects right now that I have to get done. My boss has asked me to get a couple of reports done, so I'm just not sure if I can do it.
But I need this right away, otherwise I cannot get down to that location to pick up that important document that I need for my friend.
Well, your friend can't get this document himself somehow?
Well, I don't know. He just asked if I'd go to get that right away, and I thought, well, you know, I'm a good friend, so I'd be a friend and go do it.
Well, and you really, there's no other way you can do this.
Well, I don't like going on the bus route without directions written out because, golly, I'd hate to be stuck in a lost situation. It really shouldn't take you that long to do. I mean, I have the whole thing formatted and ready to go. All you got to do is braille it up.
Well, how are you going to get the document from me then, once I've brailled it?
Well, I figured you'd figure out a good way to do that. You're always resourceful in helping me like that.
All right, I'll do it. Just
oh, thanks. You're just so great. I'll hang up and I'll send it to you right away.
Okay. Talk to you later. Sometimes I'm tempted to simply delete his messages. Good to get off my feet for a little bit and sit down to lunch. Hi, Dave.
I agree. Hi, Cecilia. Glad you're here. You had a rough morning?
Not rough, just annoying.
Yeah, me too.
Really?
Good to have a break here at lunch. My gosh, I can't believe some of the incompetencies of people. I had someone come in for an interview.
How are those interviews going, by the way? Did you find the person?
Yeah, we hired somebody.
Oh, good.
But that one that came in, I just could not believe her.
So passive.
And would not give herself credit. It's almost like she said to herself, well, I'm going to fail, and so I might as well give up and hand you in my resignation before I've even started now.
Oh.
Please
tell me that's not the one you hired.
No, heavens no. I just don't even know what to do with that type of person. What would you do?
Well, obviously I would not hire the person. I mean, they've obviously not... got it together.
Yeah.
I mean, the person could have had great qualifications, but if they don't have confidence in themselves...
She did. She had good qualifications.
Oh, really?
No confidence at all. I just really feel sorry for people like that, because they're not even going to get hired anywhere.
Yeah, no. Well, you want to trade me? I had exactly the opposite.
Really?
I had this kid, who must have been like 21, 22, something like that, and... It seems like every week he calls me and everything is an emergency. Cecilia, if you don't do this, I'm going to lose my sanity. If you don't help me with this, I just don't know what I'm going to do. And today, it was, Cecilia, I need directions to get so-and-so to get somewhere because I need to get something for my friend.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not. Then I had to braille the directions.
Yeah?
You know.
Oh, you did it?
Well... It was a guilt trip. It was almost like, how can I possibly refuse this? I mean, this guy was giving me, I'm blind, I'm a blind person, I need help. I'm just, there's just no possible way I can survive without this. So, how could so I ended up brilliant, but then you would not believe. I still have to give him those stupid directions. I mean, I don't even want to do it. I don't want to put up with him anymore. Well, everything is give me this and give me that.
You know, I hate to tell you, but because you did it, he's going to keep coming back. You know what I've finally done with people like that?
What's that?
I won't play that game. I've learned the hard way, just like you're in right now. And I bet you anything that guy's going to call back next week with another emergency.
Yeah, next time I'm going to delete the message if he's not careful. I don't want to do it anymore.
Well, if you train them not to do that and just help them see that life is not an emergency, calm down and I won't play that game, it sometimes helps them. Sometimes not.
You mean basically say, I'm sorry, but I can't do this.
Yeah, life is not an emergency, and I'm not here at your whim. And I've even said that to some people, that, you know, I'm not here just to do everything you want. Life has many things, and I really wish you'd be a little bit more polite. And they'll go, oh, I'm so sorry. Because all of a sudden, they'll go from an aggressive person to a passive person.
Totally passive.
And you got to immediately deal with that and say, hey, no, it's okay. You don't have to get shrink back on me. I just want you to know I'm here as a friend, but really, you need to be more kind with me and respect me.
It's kind of like the vending machine. They feel like if they put something in, they'll always get something out.
Yes.
I even call it the vending machine syndrome.
Yeah. It's a rough thing, but the best way to help that person is to help them realize that they don't always get what they want, and to do so with a smile. And there's once in a while when they call back and it's inconvenient, I then will do that for them.
You mean if it's convenient, not inconvenient?
Yeah, I'm sorry, yes. That I'll do it for them simply to let them know I'm still there.
Basically that you're there as a friend. But
that's
that,
right,
that
a
you're
friend, not a vending machine.
Right, you have certain boundaries that you won't go past.
Yeah.
Sounds like we've both had quite a day with both the passive and the aggressive.
Yeah.
You know, but there really is a thin line between the two, between asking too much and not asking enough. I mean, it's okay to ask for some things, isn't it? You and I have both learned that.
Well, yeah, and I struggle with that in my daily life all the time. And it's really hard when it's like with my wife. Sometimes I forget and just ask. But I've learned from other guys here in the office that they run into the same thing, and that's why their marriage is on the rocks. I want to think, actually, because of my blindness, I have learned that to temper that, to be cautious, and not just assume I can ask from my wife just because she's my wife.
And she cited, honey, will you drive me here?
Exactly.
I even know that sometimes, you and I sharing the same similar work that you've had to ask her, okay, can you take this over to Cecilia, especially if it's at home or something like that, where she's had to do something.
I usually try to ask ahead and be kind about it. And, you know, would it be possible in the next week or so? It'd be nice. And if no, absolutely not, okay. And then I try to find a different way. Because if I burn that bridge...
Oh, you'll never get it back. Or it'll be very difficult.
That's exactly right.
Even with your wife.
And I've learned how to stop being aggressive that way. I used to be that aggressive type of person.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I jumped in and told you what you got to do. Because they're burning bridges right and left. And the best way to help them is just to help them realize don't burn bridges, and in aggressive ways of burn bridges. But now these passive people, man, I just don't know.
I don't know either. You sure couldn't hire that person. I mean, even no matter what, you can't hire them, but maybe if they're burned enough, maybe if they don't get something by being too passive, you know, ask not and you will receive not.
I wonder if it goes back to too low of self-esteem.
I think it does in some ways.
There's a Bible verse I remember from Philippians chapter 2. Do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but think of others first. And I always thought of that with the aggressive type of person. You always think more highly. But I sometimes think that the passive people think too lowly of themselves. Mm-hmm. And they should actually think of themselves as somebody who is special, because they are.
Especially if, like what you told me with that woman, if she had the qualifications.
Yeah, she did. And she could have been confident about the fact of who she was, what she's done, but, you know, well, my watch says it's time to go back to work.
Yeah, I gotta figure out what to do with this guy's directions, but this is the last time.
Yeah, I think that's good, and I'll wish I could help that other passive person, but I'm glad we got somebody in the office.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I'll see you later.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, this is Mr. Milk Toast again with Miss Hotcakes, and we hope that you enjoyed the program.
You better have enjoyed the program.
Yeah. And if you wouldn't mind, if you could find it enough time, if you could give us a call,
you'd. Better call us, or else!
The number is
314 776-3694.
Oh, and if that's really inconvenient and you don't want to do that, you could also, if you have a computer and if it's turned on and if you wouldn't mind, we
just
always
email us
at faith
well, you almost got it right. faithm@acbradio.org. Do not forget it.
And also, if you could kind of remember, sort of, it's kind of an important thing that faith. It's kind of important. Faith kind of matters.
Faith matters.